Hi, everybody. This is Sia from 93KHJ, and we continue on with the children's short stories. Today's story is about Pua and his brothers, and it was written by Teresa Lawama. Once upon a time, on an island far, far away, there lived a little pig named Pua. Pua had three older brothers named Paka, Pitti, and Pony. The three brothers always picked on their little brother because of Pua's petite and fragile size. They also thought that Pua was of no help to them when they did chores because he was young, and Pua was saddened by this. One day, Paka, Pitti, and Pony went to look for food. Pua decided to follow his brothers without them knowing. The brothers got very hungry, but they could not find food. As the daylight faded into the afternoon, the three brothers decided to rest under a tree. Pitti could not handle hearing his stomach grumbling, so he decided to let his nose help him. He quickly picked up a sweet scent, and he got really excited. "Sole, mungofuilunga, dudes, get up," shouted Pitti. Pony and Paka got up quickly and followed Pitti. In a nearby bush, the brothers found a stash of sweetbread. The brothers were so happy they found food. As they enjoyed every inch of the sweetbread, an angry wolf suddenly appeared. "Sole, kuo falawa." "Hey man, leave my sweetbread alone," screamed the wolf angrily. The brothers were scared and terrified. They didn't know what to do. The big mean wolf circled them and snatched the bread from the brothers and tossed it to the side. "E ai nge oko langa oko aya falawa." "I'm going to eat you guys because you guys ate my bread," the wolf shouted as he circled them. The brothers cried and begged the wolf not to eat them. Suddenly, out of nowhere, Pua came running straight for the wolf. Pua tackled the wolf, and the wolf flew and crashed in between the bushes. Pua yelled to his brothers to flee for home. The brothers ran towards home as fast as they could. Pua picked up the sweetbread and ran towards the mountain. The mean wolf was even more angry now, and he got up out of the bushes and started running after Pua. The wolf caught up with Pua at the top of the mountain. "Au mailo falawa, bring my bread," growled the wolf. "Sawevaku, come and get it," Pua yelled back as he threw the bread high in the air. The wolf leaped for the bread, but he jumped too far and fell over the side of the mountain, tumbling all the way down, landing on a tree. Pua sighed happily and made his way home. When he arrived home, his brothers greeted him joyfully. Pua told his brothers that they did not need to worry about the wolf anymore. The brothers hugged each other happily and vowed never to tease their little brother again. Pua reached into his pocket and pulled out some bread and offered it to the brothers. The brothers all laughed and shouted, "Chihu! Okako wa'ai!" "Yeah, we feast." The end.